Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello! I said let's keep it under 20, right? From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt, the podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia loses in the Fertitta Center. The state of Texas, are they in the basketball? You look, and that place got loud. It's a small arena, but early on, and we'll get to the ESPN Plus broadcast, you're seeing empty seats. I don't know. I know it's they love their football. Do they love their basketball? It's not Oklahoma bad. But there was a couple of plays where Houston gets a turnover, and it is, you could hear a pin drop. They don't. Maybe they're used to it. Just like every other team for the last 2 years, West Virginia loses tonight. And for this West Virginia team, it had similar beats of the second Arizona game a couple of games back, where West Virginia was down double digits, makes it a game in the middle of the second half, and then run out of gas, fade away. This time, West Virginia was down 13 at the half, scores the first 8 points out of halftime. Sampson has to call a timeout. Houston runs the lead back up to 13. And then Amani Hansberry, he scores 12 points the next four trips down for WVU, and West Virginia cuts it to 3. And then West Virginia didn't score for the next 6.5 minutes, and that was it. And this is going to totally sound like loser talk. I get it. But that's the closest Houston's been played in that building this season. 16 is the closest anybody's got. The closest to the pin contest. West Virginia was able to move. They were able to write their name on the card tonight. It's a loss. But this happens on the road. Coach DeVries has got us thinking every road game's attainable. You win at Allen Fieldhouse, you can win in the Fertitta Center. Not the case. I cannot believe Houston has lost 3 games. But they have. They didn't lose tonight. West Virginia lost by 16. Kansas lost by 17 on the road tonight against Iowa State. And both Kansas and West Virginia are good at basketball. West Virginia is really good at basketball. But similar to the Arizona game, I'll start with the negative. They did have some defensive lapses tonight. I think they were overall good, and I don't know if this is signs of being tired or second game of a road trip, but the going under screens part, especially Sincere Harris, you're just speaking of spoiled. I'm spoiled by Sincere Harris fighting over all those screens, staying in the guy's pocket, and I would argue this defensively was the worst performance I've seen from Sincere this season. He wasn't the only one going under screens, but he did it a couple of times tonight. And Houston, not only are they elite defensively, they're elite at shooting the three. And when you give them an open look, they're going to make those shots. And it happened twice in a row. Sincere didn't get burnt both times. But DeVries called a timeout and is the most animated negatively that I've seen him on the sideline this season. He was furious. And again, tired, just how good Houston is. And Juwan Roberts, my wife thought he was 35 years old. He just dominated. It was just adult against kids. He dominated Amani. He dominated Ed. the fouls racked up in the first half, and the hey, let's guard Juwan Roberts one-on-one thing. It did work out. Juwan Roberts was killed him. I think he had 26 tonight. And then the other negative, this, what do we got to do to turn the injury luck? I'm in for whatever. I don't know what I can do here from Nitro, but Joe twists his ankle. We just need, there's been 15 games. How many games has a guy limped off the court? Too many. I mean, we're at the point now where if it's a lower body injury, I'm mentally thinking, well, that's better than upper body. You know what I mean? There's not a list of what's a, I don't think there's a true list of what's a better injury. They all stink. If it keeps you from playing, then that stinks. Upper body, lower body, I guess that's the only two options. But with multiple guys out, upper body, it's like, all right, well, at least that's a lower body issue. I don't know. That's the kind of place we're at, is I'm grading injuries. That's not, they all stink. So that's getting annoying, and I'm all ears. I don't know. I've got protective headgear for the upper body injury. There's nothing you can do in basketball for a rolled ankle. So that's a negative. There are a lot of positives in that loss. No excuses, right? But Amani played his best game since he was injured, lower body, against Mercyhurst. He had 16 points tonight, and that 12-point burst where he cut it on his own to three, it was just awesome to see. Like, it's when Amani's hitting from three, West Virginia's got a shot. And that last three, I couldn't believe he was open and got it up. Got an and one. It was an amazing stretch. And this team needing offensive spark besides Javon Small, Amani can do that. And it was great to see. And West Virginia is going to need his offensive output moving forward. So it was great for him to keep making his way back. And that was very encouraging. Another encouraging sign, KJ Tenner. Limited minutes, but he came back from his upper body injury tonight. He was a non-factor, but just him being able to play, positive. Toby O'Connie, positive. Aggressive offensively, especially in the first half. He ended up with eight points and five rebounds. Javon Small is amazing. And I apologize. I said the word amazing a ton last episode. I feel like I'm doing it again. There's other words I can use to describe Javon Small. He worked so hard tonight on both ends of the floor. And he absolutely ran out of gas. But the turnovers for him, only one tonight against the best defensive team in the country, and eight assists. And he came out deadly from three early on before he got worn down. And shout out to Coach DeVries. I mean, Houston, it feels like when Houston plays defense, everyone has two people guarding them. And they don't have six players. They don't have more than five. And yet the way they play defense and the way they can double team you and recover on the open guy, it's really tough to play against. And DeVries was cooking up stuff that got West Virginia open looks. And Houston did have to do some switching instead of double teaming. And some of those shots just didn't go down. I mean, but as far as Coach DeVries putting the team in a spot to get not, we all watched the game last season. And the shots West Virginia was getting last season against that Houston team was not the quality of what they got tonight. It is a credit to DeVries. This isn't a revelation, but I do think going into this game, well, this is going to be tougher to win than the Kansas game. They just posed those kind of challenges defensively. And now they're really good at offense. Not that they haven't been before, but they don't have to lean on offensive rebounds, which they did get those tonight as well. Like, they're just really good. But shout out to DeVries. Enough about the game, though. Let's talk about our good friends at ESPN Plus. Our good buddies that we pay extra money for. Those fine folks at ESPN Plus that have their act together. I knew it was going to be a heater because when it went from the, let me start with a compliment, instead of that loop of a commercial for ESPN Plus, they go with the ambient noise. That's a win. I enjoy that. It's way better than what they had before. So in theory, that probably caused less money to put together than the package they had before. Anyway.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As soon as it went to the broadcast, you know, usually you get an outdoor shot of the arena, people filing in, the players for both teams getting on the court. Like, there, you've watched a college basketball game, you know the beats of how an ESPN broadcast or any broadcast typically starts. Not this one tonight. What we've got tonight is the announcing team not looking at the camera, kind of in the dark, and they're talking like all that stuff is happening, but the camera's just on them, and they don't know they're on camera. And so he's doing his kind of introductory stuff, and then they both do the Olin Mills. They do the Olin Mills smile into the camera, one Mississippi, and now they know that the camera is on them. And all right, so we're kind of back to normal here. Still no graphics about who these guys are. Anything, you know, they do stat graphics, all the graphics, no graphics. We're back in the 60s again, okay? And then what happens next? I can't believe how furious I was. Because it's just, I think it's because there's plus in the name. It's minus when this stuff happens. What happens next is we get a camera shot that is akin to being John Malkovich, to Blair Witch Project. It was like if the Blair Witch Project lady made it out of the woods and ended up at a college basketball game in Houston. That's what it looked like. Because it's just a person walking around with the camera. It ended up being the baseline camera. The camera guy or lady walking from the sideline to get their spot on the Houston baseline. And the camera's going in and out of focus and a lot of movement because they don't think that they are the main feed. But they absolutely are. Mind-boggling. It's just so crazy. Focus is going in and out. Like, just getting set up. And then the game starts, and we're still on that Blair Witch Project camera. And so we, from the tip until the first TV timeout, we're watching a game from the perspective of a guy sitting on the floor on the opposite baseline of where West Virginia is playing offense. surprisingly didn't miss anything. That camera person is good at their job. Didn't miss any action. It was just bizarre. I mean, no score, no time. I had a feeling West Virginia was doing good, but also Houston was making shots. Was of the scoreboard in the Fertitta Center, but this camera person is zooming in on the guy who makes a basket before getting back to the action. The announcing team makes no reference to the dumpster fire of a broadcast that's happening. And then come back from the commercial and everything's back to normal. All the graphics are there. The score's back up. The time, it's like it didn't happen. And I don't know why that... I gotta tell you, it grinds my gears. I mean, I'm laughing, but it grinds my gears. Put a better product out. And they don't have to. I think that's what grinds my gears, is that as long as they're showing you something, I did, like I said, it wasn't a bad, I didn't miss any gameplay. It's just not at the level of even a middle school JV game. There's one camera. It's at midcourt. And that could go out on the internet, and I would argue would be a better product than the first 4 minutes of this game. And the product that's lesser than a middle school JV game is the worldwide leader in sports. It isn't going to change. The only thing that can change is that West Virginia gets better at basketball, which they're on a trajectory to do, and it doesn't eradicate ESPN Plus. It just means you get more games on the network as in the current model. West Virginia's dipped in quality and thus more games on ESPN Plus. Kansas, Iowa State, that was on the network. Houston, West Virginia, ESPN Plus. So West Virginia is earning their stripes, and in time, there'll be more games on. It's the same worldwide leader in sports. They just don't seem to have as many issues as the fine folks at ESPN Plus. Some people had to get motion sickness from that. Prelude of the guy getting or lady getting to their spot, focusing in and out, getting the camera ready. It does. I can't help it. It really annoys me. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Saturday, 5 p.m., ESPN Plus, back in the Coliseum, and they get 15-1 Iowa State. So at Houston, home for Iowa State, probably the toughest two-game stretch, probably of the entire season. So this is a rough week. Iowa State, top 10 in the country in both offensive and defensive efficiency. And they'll come to Morgantown with the longest current winning streak in the country, 12 in a row. And they do everything well. And that guy with the tight polo, his teams have always been good defensively at Iowa State. But each year, you can see in the numbers, the offense improving. I mean, top 10 defensive efficiency in the KenPom computer in all 3+ seasons, tight polo has been at Iowa State. Here's the offensive efficiency rankings from his first year to this year. 171, 114, 52 last season, and currently number 9 in the country. Did you know he was going to be this good of a coach? I mean, he had an okay record at UNLV, but he's obviously really good at coaching basketball. And Texas Tech almost got him last weekend in Lubbock, but Iowa State got it to overtime, held on in overtime, and they beat Kansas tonight going away in the Hilton Coliseum. It's tough sledding, and yet mentally it doesn't feel as crazy as playing Houston. And West Virginia gets Houston again in Morgantown in a few weeks. But Iowa State, it's just a different vibe. It's not as relentless. Iowa State plays one-on-one defense really good. Houston plays 2-on-1 defense all the time. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing. But this West Virginia team, so far, has bounced back after every loss. They have not lost 2 in a row. Can West Virginia do it again? Can they rebound and get a big win and end a winning streak? I'd feel better about this one. They're going to be an underdog, just like they were tonight. But I have a better feeling. You're back in Morgantown. Hopefully, KJ's a little bit better. Joe, keep that lower body injury elevated. And let's see what happens. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Till next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 12 wins and they have 4 losses.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.